Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And ladies and gentlemen, today's one of those days where technical difficulties are defining this show. So bear with me, because I was going to play for you a pretty sizzling remark from Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. You may have heard it. It was the one that was released by Recode Decode, the podcast hosted by Kara Swisher. The one from earlier this week where Mark Zuckerberg basically said, here, I'm going to quote. I can't really do a Mark Zuckerberg impression, but here's my quote. Zuckerberg said, there's a set of people who deny that the Holocaust happened. I find that deeply offensive. But at the end of the day, I don't believe that our platform should take that down because I think there are things that different people get wrong. I don't think that they're intentionally getting it wrong. Wow, it's hard to impugn intent, Mark Zuckerberg said. Well, obviously, enormous criticism followed. And then Zuckerberg, in an email to Swisher, added that, quote, he didn't intend to defend the intent of Holocaust deniers. But finally, with incisive moral clarity, the Anti-Defamation League cut through that confusion and simply said that Facebook has a moral and ethical obligation not to publish lies about the Holocaust. So this brings up all sorts of questions about Facebook being a censor of speech and whether or not that's right. So Hiawatha Bray, writer for the Tech Lab at the Boston Globe, has been following this story. And Hiawatha, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that our line to you is working. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. So good.
You're there on a phone, though? Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, today's technical difficulties. Please stand by. All right. Hiawatha, what do you make about what Zuckerberg said about Holocaust deniers?
I am not necessarily inclined to feel sorry for Jeff Zuckerberg, but I really feel
Mark
for the situation.
Zuckerberg, yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg. Did I say Jeff?
Yeah.
I did, didn't I?
Getting your billionaires confused.
I'm getting all of my mega billionaires confused today. I do find myself feeling sympathy for him because what he is up against is the problem that arose from the early on in the rise of social media and the internet, where the question is, if you're the company that publishes what other people are saying online, to what extent are you responsible for picking and choosing what they're allowed to say?
Yeah.
One of the key things that one of the Magna Carta, you might almost say, of the internet as we know it, was this part. It was ironically the Communications Decency Act, but there is a provision of it called Section 230, which liberated so much of the internet as we now know it. And what it basically said was, if you run an internet forum, such as Facebook, where other people are publishing information, you cannot be held responsible for what other people say on your forum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some exceptions for this, but as a general rule, if you publish something on Facebook, Facebook isn't officially responsible for what you're doing there, because it is treated as an open forum as opposed to like some kind of an editorial product, like I guess a newspaper or
but
a magazine.
This is in the
like
United
that.
States, though, you're talking about.
Yeah, this is just in the United States.
I want to jump in here. Yeah.
Things very different.
So, Hiawatha, I want to jump in here because Facebook is a global company, as
exactly.
We know. And I'm seeing here that last year, in 2017, The Guardian actually got a hold of a slide deck that Facebook gave out to moderators that work for Facebook about what to do regarding Holocaust denial that showed up in Facebook posts. And there's a slide there that says they have a geo-blocking policy that they say Holocaust denial is illegal in 14 countries, okay?
Right.
But Facebook will only geo-block the content if it's reported from four countries, France, Germany, Israel, and Austria. And you know why? Because those are the four countries that would go after Facebook.
Ah, that makes sense, because they would. They absolutely would. But I get what they're worried about. And I mean, because the flip side of this argument, and we have seen this going on and on and on, are the claims that Facebook, here in the United States, is censoring people simply because they hold controversial views. Now, it's easy to denounce Holocaust denial, but as I'm sure you know, people have actually chosen the term climate denial to describe people who do not accept the most, hardcore views about climate change, believing that it is a crisis that demands immediate government action and so forth. People who say, oh, it's not that big deal, or even there's no such thing, are called climate deniers, and there are actually people who have argued that they should not even be given the time. Al Gore, former vice president of the United States, has said that newspapers should not even interview people who take that point of view. So, does Jeff Zuckerberg running Jeff?
Mark.
Well, I keep saying Jeff. Does Mark Zuckerberg go up to the people who are in charge of deciding what goes on Facebook and say, from here on out, if anybody posts a message that denies climate change, kick them off?
But they are making decisions, though. I mean, Zuckerberg, in that same interview with Kara Swisher, said that they are going to start removing content if it's abusive towards individuals, whether or not it's a threat. I mean, that goes beyond current speech laws.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to understand, I work for a newspaper. You work for a radio station. We'd have done things like that all along. We routinely say, we're not printing that. It's not considered outrageous for us to do that kind of thing in our business. It's very different from an internet forum. They haven't figured out how to do it. Nobody else has either. And it's very difficult and very dangerous to figure out exactly where to draw the line. There's stuff where everybody, I mean, this is a classic example. I'm sorry. To me, this is an easy one. Holocaust denial, goodbye. But how close to the line do you want to get? Why, do we start having these guys pull every highly controversial thing off of Facebook? Suppose somebody writes an essay in defense of the good character of Robert E. Lee. There are people who are convinced that Robert E. Lee is a monster.
I guess my point is that Facebook is, by step, making these decisions, and the only way to take the power out of their hands is for governments to step in.
And are you kidding? What a nightmare! That's 1,000 times worse.
Well, Hiawatha Bray reports on technology and writes for the Tech Lab at the Boston Globe. Hiawatha, thank you as always.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's it for today. Thanks, everyone, for your patience. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.